Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, it's recording, Laura.
Hooray! Welcome to another episode of Years and Years, the spin-off podcast from the team that brings you National Treasures. Series 3 began yesterday. It was a banger. We hope you loved it. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Will Duggan.
Hi, mate.
We're in Will Duggan's house. This is the first episode we've recorded here in your house together.
It is, yeah.
Obviously, you record here all the time.
Yes. We record not regularly, but more regularly in your house.
Yeah, but you finally got the fleas removed, and so now I can come here again.
Yes.
Hilarious joke.
You came round, you had your lunch, you had a salad.
I did. I had a delicious salad made for me by Miss Rebecca Girlfriend. And Mackie is climbing all over me trying to get to the Biscoff biscuits. And guess what? I'm going to play with some post-it notes because I'm in the room where it happens.
You may have noticed while I've eaten my lunch.
You were playing with some fucking blue tack.
My blue tack square.
I know. Before we start though, I do need to point out that I've had a real realisation about Will Duggan in the last half an hour. Yes. If you can hear scrabbly noises, it's Mackie Dog. I have realised that Will Duggan's personality is basically, if you've seen Sword in the Stone, you'll know Merlin gets quite annoyed with quite a cranky sugar bowl.
Yep.
And I think that is Will Duggan. the posture, the little hands on the hips, the fury when it doesn't
the body
go
shape.
This way. Oh my God, he's so angry. And I laughed. I've been laughing for quite a long time, actually, about how much Will reminds me of a sugar bowl.
And what annoyed me is when Laura said, we were talking about Sword in the Stone for something different, and I started singing that, higgledus, biggledus, fliggledus, brum, and you said, you're the sugar bowl. It didn't take me any time to join those synapses. I just went, yeah, shit.
Yeah, I'm that beautiful squirrel.
That squirrel. That's the most heartbreaking.
We've discussed
this squirrel too often. For two people who I think are intelligent and have a broad range of interests, we come back to that fit squirrel just too often.
She's so fit and so heartbroken. And it's not even like he isn't a really nice guy. So she has just narrowly missed out on him.
Oh, he's so close.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of species difference.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Would you, if you, you know,
I'd fuck a squirrel, yeah.
No, not fuck. Don't say fuck. You know, have you got an attic?
Yeah, but I've not been in it.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, Pig, you're not coming up. What was I going to say? You know those weird people that marry objects, like marry a wall or a painting or a door or something?
I know the ones.
What would you marry?
So, wait a minute. Hang on. Let's say I said the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You know, is that being recognised by anyone?
Yeah. But I think you'd have to move to be within visible distance of the Eiffel Tower or no one.
Wind farm, marry the wind farm.
You'd go and live out at sea out there.
No, I can see it from here.
Oh, all right, yeah, fair. You could marry something in your house though, if that was
Becca. Yeah.
I've done it. It's recorded. Oh, she's going to be so delighted when she hears that recording.
She doesn't listen.
Oh, I thought you probably sent her the link. Like you sent it to your bloody dad, the freeloader. Right, John.
Right, Dad. Should we do a year then?
My brother
fucking
pays for this podcast and joins in.
He doesn't have to. You can send it. I don't mind.
Then we'll drop back below 40 patrons and then I'll be sad again. When the next one comes in, I'll give Ron a discount.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to apologise for your idiocy in not giving your family it for free.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
I don't think that Beyonce... I don't think Jay-Z pays to go to Beyonce concerts.
Hey, you're married to your dad.
That's who I'd marry, my dad. What next? Going to marry my dad.
All right, Will. 4BC, tell me some stories. I'm so sorry I gave you a BC one, but yeah. I thought that there'd be some cool Roman shit going down. Is there cool Roman shit?
Laura, there's... I can't tell you anything because there's... So, you know, as we have discussed before, most research starts on Wikipedia mm-hmm. and then you sort of blossom from that.
Blossom?
You what, mate?
What are you mad at? What's she mad at?
The dog just growled at...
She wants this pineapple.
Oh, also, there's some of her stuff, I think.
She wants this pineapple.
She can't have it.
You can't have that pineapple.
There's some of her stuff in the room. You left it here last time you came
out. Oh, did I leave some post-it? No. Oh, there's a ball.
It's her ball.
Oh, that's what she's after. Go on then, Piglet. She fucking knows. The other day, I was out walking her, and there was a woman holding a little dog. And Mackie was like climbing this woman, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And then I said to Mackie, I was like, Mackie, no baby, that's not Cindy, because the dog did look a bit like a dog that she knows. And the woman went, this is Cindy. And I was like, but you're not the woman that normally has Cindy. And she was like, no, I'm walking her for her. And I was like, Mackie, well done, babe. You fucking knew that was Cindy.
How are you impressed by that? That's like me saying, I was walking along the other day, and I saw your husband Tom, and I was like, that's him. I recognised him because I know him. You'd be like, wow, how because Tom wasn't with Laura. Why any of the noise? You're someone else, but you still know it that was him.
Yeah, I guess so.
She's a dog.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Well, I just didn't recognise her.
What next? The wheel.
God, you're rude. You are.
Well, when, blast it all, when.
That empty set's cracked enough.
Okay, so you go on Wikipedia and it tells you births, deaths, and then events happen by, you know, January 1st, January 2nd, chronologically.
Mm-hmm.
On the Wikipedia page for 4BC, events by place. Never a good sign for a year. The two places are the Roman Empire and Asia. And there's one in the Roman Empire and two in Asia. So, but should we do the question?
What day of the week did it start on? Did they even have all the days of the week back then?
Just answer the question.
Sunday.
Maybe. Maybe. The year 4BC was a year that began on either a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday. They're not sure.
All right, I'm taking that as a win then.
So what it goes in, the Julian calendar, which is what we use now, obviously, it's the one with the leap years and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's leap year error that accounts for them not knowing the day. So okay. I looked at what leap year error was.
Oh my God, this is a slow year.
Yeah, but also, it makes no sense. I'm just going to read to you, okay? The new calendar, the Julian calendar, was much simpler than the pre-junior Julian calendar. And they added a leap day every 3 years, opposed to every 4 years. So the rules became, if the year was considered after the 23rd of February, it makes no sense. So basically, I don't understand why they can't go, right, yesterday was Monday, and the day was Tuesday. They could just count back, but they're not. So, and then I just got into this table here about triennial leap years, which was just numbers. I got bored, so you can have a quarter of a point for saying something.
Woohoo!
So yeah, it started on...
I like these Lotus biscuits again. I didn't like it in the first bite, but now I'm eating more of it, I like it.
They're good. Good.
You said you didn't like them.
I don't...
They're almost like gingerbread, aren't they?
Biscoff, the flavour, is one of those big crazes that I never got. You know, people like go sick for Biscoff spread and Biscoff biscuits. It's not something that... I thought very similarly as I do about pulled pork. I like it. I think it's good. It's not enough for me to build a personality on. So, here's an interesting thing about the year 4BC. They didn't call it 4 BC. Because they didn't know, did they? You know, you can't...
Was this the time when they named the years after who the prefects were?
The consuls.
Yeah, that's it. They had two consuls. So it was like the year of Sextus and Germanicus.
That's exactly it. So this was...
Was it Sextus and Germanicus?
No, of course it wasn't. Because that would have been unbelievable.
Wouldn't that have been amazing?
Yeah, it was neither Sextus nor Germanicus. Okay. Do you want to guess?
Are any of the names I'm likely to get?
You definitely, if you don't know this person, you would know of this person, you're aware of this person.
Caligula.
No, as in, you know a person with this name.
Cicero.
You, Cicero?
No, it's Cicero, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Says who?
I listened to a Robert Harris book, a fictionalised version of it, and it was like, Romans probably used the hard C. So although Cicero is how we refer to him as Cicero, and so it's probably less wanky to call him Cicero, it probably was pronounced Cicero at the time.
It's paprika paprika.
Sure.
Paprika is how you should say it in British English.
Is it?
Yeah, but you're a fucking asshole if you do. It's paprika.
Yeah.
Becca says paprika. Anyway, it's the year of the consulship of Sabinus.
I know someone with this name.
Sabinus and...
Catherine Ryan.
Catherine Ryan, yeah, that's exactly it. With Consul Catherine Ryan.
Alexander.
Nope. It's not a very common name.
Juvebloob.
Rufus. Jubloob? You know someone called Jubloob?
No, but I'm bad at thinking of uncommon names. Rufus.
Jubloob. Jubloob. That's where your brain went.
Once we were playing...
You work with words. I know. Words are your bread and butter.
Once we were playing a word game, and I had to guess a name beginning with M, and Judith gave me the clue, it's a really unusual M word, and I said Miscalabolo, which is a great word, isn't it?
Miscalabolo.
And now that's what my WhatsApp group with Ron, Tom and Judith is called, Miscalabolo Posse.
Really?
It turns out it was Montgomery, that's what I was trying to get to.
There's
Miscalabolo Burns, that was it. She was trying to get me to say Montgomery Burns.
Very good, Miscalabolo Burns. There's a really good joke from 8 out of 10 Cats from years ago when Jason Manford was on it. And the question was, what's the best thing that hasn't been invented yet? And Jason Manford said something like, oh, a portable Manabolo. And Jimmy Carr said, what's that? And he said, I don't know, it's not been invented yet, but it's portable, so it's definitely got a handle. It's a good joke, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the year of the consulship of Sabinus and Rufus. Do you want an event?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's... we'll do the death first, because the event is...
I said I wanted the fucking event.
You can't have it.
Well, why did you offer it me?
Deaths.
Deaths!
Herod the Great, King of Judea.
Oh, the baby killer!
Well, yes.
Or his dad.
So I think it's the baby killer's dad, but I was reading about Herod the Great... And I think they're all baby killers.
Oh, so, just a family so tradition.
Listen to this.
When right? sons come of age in our family, they murder all the boys.
So he did command a slaughter of boys up to 2 years old. Yep.
Yeah.
He included his own sons in that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he
that is a way to get out of alimony, isn't
he
it?
He killed three of his own sons when they were children, to the point that... The emperor, or so he was a client king, Herod the Great of Judea. Now, I don't really understand client kings.
Is that under Rome?
Yeah.
So Rome were in charge, but he's allowed to nominally be called the king as long as he basically does what Rome does and pays his taxes off.
Is that the thing that kicked off Boudica?
Yes, Prasutagus became a client king and Boudica was forced to marry him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to be a client
king. No,
queen.
And neither did Prasutagus, really. But it's like, do you really... Like, client kings... I think there was a period of history where people kind of looked at them and like, oh, they've sold out. But actually, what chance do you have? If somebody says, I'm going to murder everybody that follows you, or you be a client king, what are you going to do? Oh, she's choking. I'm just going to go and have a look
is
at
she
that.
Eating my hamster?
Listen. Oh, she's killing your door thing.
Oh, God. So, God, now my phone.
It's John.
Can I call you later, Dad? I'm just in the middle of a record. Is everything all right?
Start paying for the program, John. just for the listener, Will has a draft excluder that is like a very long dog, and Mackie is killing it.
But also, if you can hear the sound, I think she's losing. Like, my draft excluder is winning this fight. What's wrong with you?
She's just a bit, she coughs a lot.
I don't mind her going at the draft excluder, but is it hurting her?
No, she's just got like a sensitive throat. She chokes when she drinks as well.
Oh, that's the excuse all the girls give.
I checked with the vet several times and apparently she's fine. She's just delicate. That's why she has to have a harness and she can't have a lead on her collar, because anything touching her throat too much makes her cough.
You poor little thing. Where are you?
She's absolutely trash, isn't
right,
she?
Should we get back to work?
Yeah.
Okay, so he did this slaughter of two-year-old boys.
Yeah.
And he was allowed to. But when the Emperor Augustus, who was the emperor at the time,
yeah,
heard this, he said, "It is better to be one of Herod's pigs than one of his sons," because of King Herod was Jewish, so would not kill pigs, but would happily kill his own children.
Oh, okay.
Herod the Great, he's not thought
of. I mean,
of,
it's hard to say whose side you're being on there. Someone that's using somebody's Judaism to get at them. Or somebody.
We're working, Mackie.
Somebody that's murdered their own children.
Yeah, it's definitely anti-Semitic, but this guy's.
Can I give her that back so she stops choking in here at least?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll buy you a new draft excluder if she kills this one.
It's not, I'm not really bothered about
that.
You'll
buy me a new dog if your draft excluder kills me.
No one would have put the odds on my draft excluder.
I tell you what, I'll get a little video for the Insta so that everybody sees what we're going through for this recording.
The edit's going to be a fucking nightmare.
I wonder if this is like some sort of therapy for her, you know?
After that dog attacked her.
How's your dad? Is he alright?
Yeah, he's fine. Right, should we go back to this? Mackie, goodbye. Okay, so.
Yeah, so
Augustus said it's better
is
to be
like
one,
mad, yeah.
Yeah, better to be
but
one of,
he's, you know, all right.
So, anyway, he was, this is a great quote, "King Herod the Great, is perhaps the only figure in ancient Jewish history who has been loathed equally by the Jews and the Christians."
Ooh.
They didn't like him. They didn't like him at all. They called him the evil genius of the Judean nation.
Oh.
I think as a person, he was bloodthirsty and wanted everything to be done for his own ascension.
Okay.
So he really loved being Jewish, very devout Jewish person, but he did things for the non-Jewish peoples. For example, he had coins minted without any human images on to be used in the Jewish areas because of the sanctity of the human. You know the way you can't draw Muhammad?
Yeah.
The people of time thought it was un.
Oh, interesting. Didn't
so he did things with. He did things that were good, but then also murdered loads of kids.
Yeah, okay. A complicated man.
Yeah, a complicated man, but he is known as the greatest builder in Jewish history. He built.
Turned up on time.
Yeah.
Invoiced
gave
promptly.
Gave you a quote.
Yeah.
Did it.
Was very fair, very little swearing, never took the scaffolding down with a fuss.
Yeah, so when he built loads of like temples and things that are still standing today that you can go and visit,
they
were built by him. So when he died in 4 BC...
Okay, he's dying this year, yeah.
That's why I didn't do the event first, because it's the death of him led to this event.
Okay.
Unrest in the client kingdom of Judea.
Okay.
Because he, I think by being such a harsh ruler, people were just too scared to do anything. So they split. The kingdom was split. So his son, Herod Archelaus, becomes the new client king. But Herod Antipas becomes the tetrarch. So I think it's like one below the client king.
Okay.
Of Galilee and Perea. And the governor of Syria, the Roman guy, doesn't like this splitting of power. His name is Quintilius Varus.
Okay.
He assembles 3 legions, so that's like 1,500 people, and comes down to Jerusalem from Antioch to restore order and crucifies 2,000 Jewish rebels.
Oh.
Pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that happens. So you've got the death of King Herod the Great, and then the unrest and the crucifixion of the things.
Yeesh.
Let's go across to Asia, where the other event is happening.
All right.
The Icy Grand Shrine
Ooh.
Is built in Japan. It's a shrine to the goddess Amaterasu, who's a sun goddess. It is known as, and I'm sorry if you're a Japanese speaker, Jingu, I think is the name of it.
Okay.
Outside of the Icy Grand Shrine. But it's still standing today. It's not overly impressive in any way, shape or form. It doesn't do anything, but it was built this year.
All right, okay.
How long have we been recording
for? Is it like a
for?
Buddhist shrine?
Yeah. Okay. It's a Shinto shrine.
Shinto, yes, yeah. I've heard of that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So, how long have we recorded for?
Minus the dog stuff.
Yeah.
4 minutes.
It's a shame because we're about half done.
She's gone quiet. I'm just going to check on it.
Okay.
Mac? You all right? I got your ball. Okay, good. She's fine.
Great. Let's do a birth then.
Woohoo!
Seneca the Younger.
Oh, I know Seneca. Was he a poisoner?
He got
poisoned?
Philosopher, statesman, dramatist, I was going to say statistician, but I do mean satirist. Lucky.
She's playing.
I'm scared for her.
She's all right. Seneca, I'm sure he comes up. Was he like a... He was around the same time as Cicero.
Cicero?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so Seneca the Younger.
Okay.
So maybe his death was interesting because the Piconian conspiracy was a plot to kill the Emperor Nero. And he was caught up in the aftermath, but they don't think he was part of the conspiracy. Sort of like when something bad happens, all the names get named. His name came up as someone who'd been part of it. There's absolutely no evidence for it, and he denied being part of it. So he was sentenced to suicide.
Oh, no.
Nero ordered to kill himself. So he,
just one of those ones where they're like, hey, this bad thing's happened, how can we get rid of all of our enemies? I've got a good idea. Just say they're involved.
Yeah.
A bit like Johnson yesterday.
I was watching Question Time yesterday. That man's a fucking idiot, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how satirists work. Like, Nish, God love him, how is he able to make this farce?
Yeah.
It's stupid. Anyway. He chose to bleed himself to death.
Oh my God, why would you pick that?
Right? It was seen as like the noble thing to do. So it was like, you know, that's the way that the Roman heroes from the stories would
Ooh,
do it. But he was...
I'd go for a belt on a ceiling fan.
Like, shoot me in the face.
Let's send people out with questions, you know?
But he was 68, 69, obviously dates, well, they fucking year started on. He just, he was 68, 69, so he's born this year, not died this year. He chose to bleed himself to death. But because he was a rich, old, fat man who lived a life of Roman opulence, his blood was really thick and he took ages to die. So there you go.
Does your blood get thicker if you're...
I think if you live on wine and figs.
Oh, yeah, because it's... Yeah, it's clogged. Yeah,
blood's bad circulation, yeah, and okay, all that kind of all thing. Right, yeah. So the soldiers had to help him.
Oh, like squeezing him out, like wringing him out like a sponge. You know, you've got to get the last bit out of the toothpaste. Like, I'm imagining a little soldier at his foot now, just, like, feeding the last of the blood up his limbs.
Come on, Seneca, come on. He was one of
doing CPR, trying to get the heart to pump more.
He was one of the first philosophers who came up with the problem of evil thing.
Okay.
If God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-loving, how can evil exist?
So he was the first, like, 11-year-old?
Yeah, kind of, but he didn't say... It was like, hey, guys. Got it. Yeah, he either isn't all-loving, because he's allowing it to happen, isn't all powerful because he can't stop it, or isn't all knowing, so he can't be all these things and have evil. But he was one of the first ones who wrote the book about it.
All right.
But not as an 11-year-old. Like, if God loves us, why haven't I got a puppy?
Yeah, exactly. Why do I have to eat my potatoes? God won't let me get ill.
Yeah. So he was, but he was one of those classic Roman guys. Do you want to see a picture of him?
Sure. They got photos. Oh, hang on. Is that like a tumour on the back of his head or
afro? No, it's another statue behind him.
He had like a weird, like either like a weird ponytail or a tumour. All right.
Can you imagine you had a tumour that big and then you got, we're getting a marble bust made. Like, oh, whack the tumour in, though. Definitely whack the tumour in.
But you'd understand then why he chose to bleed to death, because it's like, all the blood that's in this, I'm going to live for another 20 years.
I keep thinking about thick blood and toothpaste. And it's really...
Is that really gamming you out?
Yeah, it's really sent me on. I feel... he was part of the Stoic school.
Do you think you have to keep picking the scab off if you've chosen to bleed?
Stop it! No, I don't! I think most people would just bleed and then die.
Yeah.
Not popping out figs and honey on the way.
Just a quick plug of grease. Like, oh, that's that fry-up I had last week.
Yeah. He was a speed. He was a
It's really making you feel sick, isn't it? Yeah. You've got a real weird colour.
I'm trying to tell you about stoicism.
Yeah.
I'm actually being quite... Listening. I'm trying to be quite stoic.
You are. You're teaching me about
it. What do you know about stoicism?
It is about being very quiet while bad things happen.
Sort of. These days. But in the same way that cynicism isn't about everything being bad philosophically. It's about... having nothing, so you can't lose anything. The Stoics said that virtue is the only good. Actually, doing good things is the only measure of goodness.
I kind of believe that.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Things like your health and your wealth and your pleasure are not good or bad. You can be a rich person and be good, a rich person and be bad. But if you do good things, that's what makes you good. So you're not a good person because you've worked really hard and have loads of money.
What if you do good things, but your accumulation of wealth leads to bad things? So I'm thinking like Elon Musk, yeah? Mm-hmm. He probably gives a lot to charity.
Sure. Stop,
don't pick that. And he probably does good things and isn't a demon. But mm-hmm. his furious scrabbling for wealth is having a horrible knock-on effect for the planet.
Yeah.
So is that an action that he's not choosing to rectify that?
Yeah, I think he's not doing good. He's not doing net good.
And how do you know what good is?
Well, that's when you sit down as a philosopher and drink some wine and talk about what good is.
Mm.
I'm not a philosopher. Neither are you.
I am.
You kind of are, in a way.
So are you, buddy.
Yeah, we are good, aren't we? Yeah. Anyway,
You're like a working men's club philosopher.
I drink, therefore I am. Oh, yay! Anyway, he was born this year.
Love it.
Okay, so, deaths this year. Obviously you had Herod the Great.
Stop picking that.
Sorry. Herod the Great.
Will's got a tattoo, by the way, and it's itching him. That's what I'm telling him not to pick at.
The
other side was the burn.
The burn. Herod the Great, he died this year.
We covered him.
Yeah, he was 69.
Nice. I thought Seneca was 69.
Yeah, people could die at the same age.
Okay.
Seneca was born this year.
I'd love it if everybody just said they were 69. Like, what age do you want to say you died at? 69.
Antipa.
I died doing a 69.
Antipater.
And I was 69.
Yeah. Ooh. Why'd you do a 69 at 69? Your knees would go.
Sorry. Yeah, but you just do it lying on your side.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I suppose, yeah, as you would, yeah.
Yeah.
Any more geriatric sex tips? Antipater.
Yes, that is when you have bits of, like, prosciutto and sun-dried tomatoes and little squares of cheese just as a little starter before your main meal.
Nice. Big fan of that.
Thank you.
What's happening now?
There's a dog outside barking. Oh. She's chatting back.
Herod the Great?
I don't think you can have a pet. Because you are so infuriated by her living her life.
I'm scared that she's hurting. I'm scared that she's eating my hamster.
And your hamster's in another room?
She was terrified.
In a cage?
She's terrified. I just don't want her to hurt herself.
She's a dog, she won't.
Herod the Great's first son also died this year.
It was because he killed him, I expect.
Well...
quick death day present to me.
He died in exile. Guess what Herod the Great's first wife and mother of Antipater was called?
Mary.
Doris.
Doris?
Yep.
No.
Yep, his first wife, Doris. So they got divorced sort of 40 years previously, and he exiled the wife and son because he, like, in a very Henry VIII kind of move, seemingly okay. Speak no evil. And then when Mariam... his second wife, when she fell out of favour...
was she faithful to him?
Mariam faithful. Really good.
Thank you.
Really good. He was supposed to be the heir to Herod the Great.
Yeah.
He got back into favour with his dad. And when he died, that's what caused the unrest.
Gotcha.
Between the... it all going on. Yep. So he's dead. There you go.
Dead now, of course.
Dead now, of course. Malthace.
Malthace?
Malthace.
Ooh, I like this name.
She.
Ooh, wasn't expecting a she. That's my prejudices told.
She was...
Malthace. She's a whole lot of fun.
She's dead.
Prizes to be won.
She was the wife of Herod the Great and she died this year. Herod featuring a lot, not a lot going on in 4 BC if you want to play the game.
It just feels like... Herod's got to die, so he's killed off his whole family so no
one
can outlive him.
Yeah, she was... So Herod Antipas, who we mentioned earlier,
yeah,
is his mother. He also had a daughter called Olympias. She died. Just died.
That's it. This year as well?
This year as well.
What? No, this is suspicious. You can't just have
the
whole
family
dies. She
was about 69.
I either think you're making this up and you've just run out of ideas, or something dodgy is going on in the Herod extended family, because this many members of your one family, have they got a carbon monoxide checker?
Maybe.
Because something dodgy is happening in that palace.
I don't know. Have they got a carbon monoxide checker?
Don't you just think it seems suspicious?
Oh, well, seeing as the man put 3 of his own sons to death, I think everyone was just dying.
Yeah, weren't there some, like, civilizations where when the man of the house died, like, all his servants had to get in the grave with him and stuff?
No, I think that is, it's the Egyptians, isn't it? I think it's, like, propaganda from, so you're like, they're so inhuman that they do all this,
right,
I think.
Okay.
Marcus Tullius Tiro. We don't know his year of birth.
It's Tiro.
But
it's Tiro coming.
Why have you done that?
Like, like Northerners use a
Tiro.
Hero, no. Isn't it? Is it?
Wait, no, but
Tiro.
No, but you're going to the hero. You're going.
Yeah,
Tiro.
We're going Tiro.
So what do you mean? Is Tiro coming? Is
the hero?
Is the hero coming?
Yeah.
Well, he's not. His name's Marcus Tullius. He's very clearly a Roman.
You said Tiro.
Marcus. I did just say
they
Tiro.
They lived in the north of England.
I also said Marcus.
Right, but if I just went, oh, is Marcus coming?
I don't think he needs to any of it.
Fine.
All right, well, he was a slave. And guess who his slave master was? You see, there's lots to play with in this room. he was a...
He was a slave.
Of?
Julius Caesar.
Cicero.
Cicero! Lipschitz.
And he absolutely...
Hey, you can hang that off your nose.
Laura, I've got two more things to do.
Take a picture of me.
Do
you actually take a picture? Or are you just humouring me?
I feel on the Insta. He was freed by Cicero.
As a slave?
Yeah, Cicero really liked him. I mean... See, there's so much that I can do in this room, isn't there?
Yeah.
But he
it's a lovely light in here, isn't it?
He really liked him. Cicero really liked Marcus Tullius Dero.
You liked it.
But he collected all of Cicero's works after he died.
He's in the book.
I don't give a fuck about the book.
You should read the Robert Harris book about Cicero Cicero, because maybe we should call him Cicero.
Let's see if I can...
Cicero.
He appears in... He is the first person narrator in three books of Robert Harris's biographical fiction trilogy, Imperium, Lustrum and Dictator.
Man, they are so good.
Yeah, they sound wicked.
They are. They're really good. I'd recommend the audiobook.
Do you want the big finish?
Yes.
In either June or October 4 BC, Jesus is born.
No, he's born in 0.
No, he's born in 4. And they pretty much, everyone
agrees this
because
hello,
the Star of Bethlehem was caused, because it's a new star.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westwards leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plains, gold I bring to crown him again.
Field and fountain, moor and mountain.
My favourite one is the myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering doom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying. All right, mate.
It's Christmas. My favourite was the Calypso Carol. Do you remember that one?
How's that going?
Oh, hang on. I'm going to... Because we've been singing something else. It's gone out of my head a little bit, but let me find it. See him lying on a bed of straw, a draughty stable with an open door. Mary cradling the babe she bore. The Prince of Glory is his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory is his name.
Are you done?
Yes.
All right, great. Jesus Christ, born. Now, so because the convergence of Jupiter... Oh, will you... Everyone, leave me alone. The convergence of Jupiter and Saturn in the sky is what formed the Star of Bethlehem.
What do you mean?
So the Star of Bethlehem isn't a real star. The The star didn't appear in the sky, but Jupiter and Saturn crossing in the sky made a star-like thing in the sky.
Okay.
And that happened in June or October.
Why don't they know which one?
I don't know what day of the week the fucking year started on.
Idiots.
But 4 BC.
Okay, so big J money.
Big J money. And I think, as far as I can tell, like, Jesus, I think, is a historical figure.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, Yeshua, you know, Yeshua ben Joseph.
Wait, was he Ben Joseph or Jesus?
Ben Joseph would have been his surname, wouldn't it? Son of Joseph.
You just said yes, you were Ben Joseph.
Yes, you were.
Oh! She laid some bait in the trap and she said, come over here, Will. And Will wandered in and then he saw the trap all around him.
I can't believe I've given you, as the birth, Jesus Christ. And then you started singing the Calypso Carol and they're laying traps for me.
I'm excited about Jesus. Tell me all about him.
So, well, fucking hell, where do we go? So basically...
This is going to be a long episode.
Most historians agree that there was a man, historically, a carpenter from the area. There's only two things that they are definitely happened. One, John the Baptist, who was also a real person, definitely baptised. There's records of it.
Yeah.
And this same man was crucified by the order of Pontius Pilate, a real man.
Okay.
Nothing else that we know about him.
Nothing else is written down as fact, fact, fact.
Nothing else is written down
facts,
as fact,
facts,
fact,
facts.
How do you like them? How do you like them? Hi, Becca.
Becca's home.
Right, well, there you go. That's the end of the...
Wait, you're not going to tell me anything about this mysterious Jesus that was born in 4 BC?
If you know, if you want to look into Jesus, give him a look.
No, you tell me about him.
All right, so he was... His mother was Mary. And you won't believe what happened to her.
What happened?
She didn't have sex and she had a baby. Him.
What?
Anyway, he's Jesus. I'm not going to go into who Jesus is. But yeah, and that's really 4 BC. And I've got to say... Thank God for all the distractions, because that could have been a four-minute episode.
No, there's so much you could tell me about Jesus.
I'm not going to tell you about Jesus.
Well, I think you're doing Jesus a disservice. If we don't talk about him, who else is going to? This podcast is for these obscure historical figures. Fair enough. Will, well done.
Thanks
for doing our first brave foray into BCE. I'm really proud of you.
Was it our first BC?
Mm-hmm.
You piece of shit.
I thought, who's having a shit year, Will? I'll make it worse.
Let's see what Ron thought of last year's.
Yeah, what was last year?
I 14, can't remember.
14?
Yeah, good year though.
It was a fucking tyre.
Ron's years.
1414 gets a strong Pope. Points the fourth.
There we go. Thank you, Ron.
Will, I need a year for next week.
1 million BC.
Okay, but I'm going to make up some facts about...
No, of course not 1 million
...the medieval
BC.
Period.
Don't lay traps for me. But you've not got your paper with you, have you?
No. And right. You've never written them down, have you?
Never. I'm going to give you the year...
Seventeen fifty-nine. All right, 1759 it is.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Bad year, good finish.
What the fuck? It was the birth of Jesus Christ. I couldn't have given you more.
We talked about 9 things and 8 of them were Herod-centric.
All right.
1759, coming up next time. Thank you, listeners. We hope you're enjoying Series 3.
And we really sound like we believe it as well.
Sorry? When, blast it all, when? Bye-bye. And that's that.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.